This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. It used to be that coaches and trainers didn't pay much attention when an athlete took a blow to the head during a practice or competition. But concussions, which are temporary alterations in brain function, can be quite serious.
Researchers at the Medical College of Wisconsin's Brain Injury Research Program have been conducting a study on high school and college athletes at 8 institutions around Milwaukee and testing them before and after concussion. They've collaborated with software developers at UWM and are using an app that helps the researchers get real-time data from the athletes.
Lindsay Nelson, assistant professor of neurosurgery and neurology at the medical college, is the principal investigator for the study. She explains to Lake Effect's Mayon Silver what they're looking to do with the research.
It's been sort of an evolution over the last couple of decades, from about 2 decades or so ago when concussions were really an obscure thing that people didn't really have a lot of concern about, to now where I think we've gone a complete 180. And now, of course, there's significant media attention and public interest in concussions. So it's been sort of an evolution of events over that time. Why is sort of, I'm not sure the answer to that, but I think it's, you know, important to recognize that this is still a relatively young area of research. And 20 years ago, there were a lot of misconceptions that were just starting to resolve, really, you know, from that time when people felt that, again, that this wasn't really a major issue to now. So it's just been a kind of a slow evolution. And I think some of the research that's come out in the last 10 to 15 years especially that's documented the acute effects of injury really has led to the spin that we have now, where now we understand that this is something to be possibly concerned about or certainly something worthy of study.
So what is a concussion in the most basic sense for people that don't know?
Sure. Concussion, by definition, is a blow to the head that causes some kind of alteration in brain function. It's primarily a functional injury. We know that now that when someone gets a hit to the head, or even a whiplash type of event, even without a direct hit to the head, there can be a chemical cascade of events that happens in the brain that alters brain function. And that can contribute to objective signs of injury that we can identify on neurologic exams, or can also cause subjective symptoms like headache, dizziness, nausea. It can cause a neurocognitive impairment that we can measure through formal neurocognitive tests. Fundamentally, it's considered a functional injury, something that does resolve with time, and generally speaking, people get better and but get back to their baseline with enough time to recover.
So this study is put together by MCW, Medical College of Wisconsin, and also University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee?
Yeah, so this study, this is a study that's a collaboration between MCW and UWM. So I work in the Brain Injury Research Program at MCW. We have a large longitudinal study ongoing in the Milwaukee area. We're recruiting high school and collegiate athletes at 8 institutions around Milwaukee and testing them before and after concussion. So this study brought in UWM to help collaborate with us. We're using mobile technology, specifically a mobile app that we developed with UWM's App Brewery. So the software developers at UWM have collaborated with us on this.
And what is the purpose of the study?
So this study is really aimed at understanding what athletes are doing in the acute post-injury phase. We've had kind of an evolution of research on concussion and in the last 20 years, and it's followed a fairly logical trajectory from documenting first just what are the acute effects of injury on the brain and behavior, to documenting what does normal recovery look like. And now that we've sort of gotten far enough with that, there's a lot more interest now in, well, what do we do with people who get injured? And people are often surprised, given how much media attention there is and how much public concern there is about concussion right now, people are often surprised to hear that our clinical management guidelines are based on almost no scientific data. We really have very little research basis for the clinical management decisions that we make. And that's surprising to people, given how much concern there is now about that. But it's, again, it's because of this natural progression of research, first we had to document that concussion was something that causes effects on the brain and before we could really get to how do we deal with it. So now we're at a point where the next frontier of research in concussion is to understand why do individuals vary in their recovery and what can we do to help them recover their best. And one of those things that's of great interest now, especially in sports where athletes are very active and they might be exposed to possible, risk of repeat injury or multiple, head trauma exposure, there's interest in what to do with them, how long to take them out of play, and how to re-expose them to physical and other activities in a way that helps their recovery and doesn't hurt it. So we know from a little bit of animal research that when someone gets a blow or an animal gets a blow to the head, if we engage them in physical activity right away, it's detrimental to the brain's recovery from that injury. But if we hit the sweet spot and allow some reasonable amount of physical activity at the right point in time, it actually promotes brain recovery. But we don't know how that translates into humans. So our goal is to, in the next few years, to learn more about when should athletes be reengaging in physical and other activities and how much and, what can we do to help promote recovery and not hurt recovery. So this study is collecting, for the first time in our sample, some really detailed data about the activities of our athletes, the normal activities of our athletes who get concussed, so that we can understand, well, what are athletes really doing and how much does it vary over subjects? And to what degree does those activities correlate with their recovery? And we can also hopefully translate that into some randomized trials where we actually test the effects of different types of interventions on recovery. So this particular study is collecting really detailed data kind of in real time. We're using two main approaches to collecting activity data. We're having people wear a Fitbit to measure activities, and we're also having them record their activities on a daily basis through a mobile app that we've developed. So allowing our athletes to really take advantage of the fact that they're all using mobile technology in their normal lives, and they're able to really provide us with almost real-time data about what they're doing.
How has it been so far working with high school and college-age athletes?
Well, our program, the Brain Injury Research Program here, has been engaged with research with local area schools for a long time, 10, 20 years. So we've had an ongoing relationship with various high school and college programs. Right now, this particular study is collecting data from 4 high schools and 4 Division III colleges in the area. And because of that ongoing relationship, we have very good engagement from our schools. We have close relationship with the coaching staff, the parents, the athletic trainers who manage these injuries, and they participate with us to help us identify when concussions occur so that we can follow up and do our testing right away.
So there's obviously no certainty that concussions will happen. I mean, has that ever been a concern, or you don't follow the athletes before any sort of brain injury happens to them, right?
We do. We baseline test all of our athletes before the season starts. So yeah, you're right. It can be challenging to know. One reason why concussion research is so difficult is because you don't know who's going to get injured and when. So you have to really have an infrastructure set up to identify that. We take the approach of following at-risk athletes, which by that I mean contact sport athletes. Right now we're primarily studying football players who we know are at a certain risk of injury, and a certain percentage every season will get a concussion. So we have to baseline test many more than we ultimately need in our sample, but in this recent study we're baseline testing about 1,000 athletes over the course of a couple of years and following up with maybe 50 who get concussions during the season.
And this has been going on for 6 months already?
Yeah, this study started data collection about 6 months ago, and we'll be continuing it for another year.
What were some of the baseline tests that you ran, and then what are some of the things that work with the Fitbits and the apps that you're using?
Well, our baseline testing consists of primarily clinical testing, looking at symptoms, including concussion-type symptoms, emotional symptoms, cognitive performance metrics, things that can be sensitive to injury. We see where our athletes are on those metrics before they're injured. As soon as they're injured, we bring them in for some clinical testing within 6 hours of injury and at several time points thereafter. The Fitbit data come into play in that first 2 weeks of injury. We have, when our athletes come in for their first major assessment after injury, we outfit them with a Fitbit, and then we upload the mobile app to their smartphone, and we have them provide us with data for about 2 weeks after injury. So we're able to collect really sensitive information about, you know, every day, what are they doing, how much, is it what they should be doing or not.
And so research has shown that some rest is important after a concussion, right?
Sort of. Yeah. In humans, we don't have good data for that. But the clinical lore, and, you know, I think it's reasonable to say some degree of rest is really appropriate.
So this study is kind of trying to find the balance of that, right? What are some of the things that you're monitoring in terms of their activities after a concussion?
Well, we're mainly measuring how much physical activity they're getting, in what levels, you know, to what degree is someone getting low-level activity like walking and higher, you know, exertion activities such as running. We're able to measure heart rate continuously through the Fitbit. We're able to, and that's one way of getting at how intense their activities are. We're also asking them to provide us with data on a daily basis through the survey about how much time they're spending doing activities of various amounts of intensity. And we're also asking them about things like their symptoms, whether their symptoms are getting worsened by activities, whether they're following doctor's orders, so to speak. And I think one of the most interesting things about the data we're collecting is that we're able to see for the first time if athletes are really doing what they should be. So all of our athletic trainers, these are all athletes who are managed on a daily basis by local athletic trainers. All our schools have athletic trainers managing these injuries, providing guidelines for them. Yet, this is the first time we've really asked athletes if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we've found that so far over a third of our athletes are reporting at some point that they've engaged in some kind of activity that they feel their athletic trainer would not approve of, that may be detrimental to their recovery. So that's pretty fascinating to us. You know, it's not just about what are they doing, but are they doing what they should be? And ultimately, you know, with a bigger sample, correlating that with outcome would be something we want to do.
Well, yet what they should be, you're saying there's really not that much data on that, actually, right?
Oh, true. You're right. So there's, yes, this is the issue. There are clinical management guidelines out there. We've had for over 10 years consensus statements that athletic trainers follow. So our athletes are actually provided with pretty consistent guidelines as far as how long they're supposed to remain out of activity and things like that. So it's still interesting, I think, to figure out if they're doing what their athletic trainers are suggesting they should. But yeah, the caveat of that is that we don't really know if the guidelines are totally appropriate or not.
And what have you been finding so far with the 6 months of data? Are you able to talk about that?
Well, that's, you know, we're just digging into the data. One thing we've learned is that when you ask people to provide data every day, the amount of data we have to deal with kind of grows exponentially. And the Fitbit data have turned out to be kind of challenging to work with, because especially with things like real-time heart rate data, there's a lot of data points to look through. But I think what I can say with the small amount of data we've looked at is that there's a lot of variability in what athletes are doing after their concussion, and variability in the degree to which they're probably doing what is recommended or what is not recommended. And I think with a bigger sample, we'll be able to answer more questions about whether that really means anything for their recovery.
Has anything surprised you about the data that's come in so far?
Well, I think the most surprising thing for me is to see how many athletes feel that they're doing things they shouldn't do. That's really fascinating. Because I think on the one hand, we've seen a lot more growing concern and recognition of injury on the part of our athletes, you know, where we know from 10 years ago, most of our athletes who felt that they might have gotten a concussion often didn't report it even to their athletic trainers. We're now seeing a lot more interest on the part of our athletes and concern about concussion. We know from survey data that athletes are reporting suspected injury events at a much higher level. So I think, you know, they appear to be more concerned about injury. Yet there's still going to be this subset that are still not really following recommendations. So I think that's been the most surprising. I think what we need to figure out is if that really matters.
Do you think that this study will potentially change guidelines and affect? Do you think you'll be able to say, you know, you need to take, you know, 4 days of rest for this kind of concussion and start walking at this point? How specific is it going to be?
I think this is considered a pilot study. I think it's going to be, this is in many ways a feasibility study of can we use these mobile technologies to collect useful information about activities. And given that it's correlational in nature, I don't think we're going to necessarily make sweeping recommendations for changes in guidelines based on these data. But I think these data will be really helpful to simply establishing what athletes are doing when after they've been concussed, how much variability there is, whether they're doing what's been recommended, and whether we can really use these mobile technologies moving forward to collect useful information about activity. I think the next step, and something that we're already starting to engage in through other work, is to use some of the information we're getting to collect randomized trials. And that's going to be the way to really figure out what to recommend. But conducting randomized studies where we actually compare different clinical management approaches and look at how that affects injury, that's going to be, I think, more of the type of study we need to really change what we recommend.
Well, thanks, Lynn Nelson. I look forward to hearing the results of the study at the end. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Lindsay Nelson is an assistant professor of neurosurgery and neurology at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She's principal investigator for their study on concussions that involves Milwaukee area high school and college athletes. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mayan Silver, and you can find more from a link at wuwm.com.